Jim Rome,
Tiki,
the Gottlieb Show, Roseanne,
on the Mojo Show.
Around the clock, national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
It's Happy Honda Days at Pauley Honda in Libertyville. Don't miss the best time of the year to buy a new Honda with incredible pricing, finance, and lease programs. Get year-end clearance pricing on all remaining new and pre-owned Honda models. And qualified buyers can get 0.9% financing on select new Honda models. Enjoy a hassle-free car buying experience with our friendly, informative salespeople who will help you find the car you want at a price you can afford. Pauley Honda on Milwaukee Avenue in Libertyville or at PauleyHonda.com. The savings are easy at Pauley Acura in Highland Park. Get exceptional pricing, lease, and finance programs, including 0.9% APR financing on most new Acuras. And the all-new 2015 Acura TLX sedan is here now and available with 1.9% APR financing. Enjoy a hassle-free car buying experience, outstanding customer service, and great prices every day at Pauley Acura on Route 41 in Highland Park or at PauleyAcura.com with approved credit on select new models.
To every car owner who has ever said, please, no more car payments.
Take the drive.
The men and women at Berlin 200,000 Mile Shops introduced the drive for 200,000 miles.
It's custom tailored to deliver every useful mile that was built into your car.
Imagine getting 200,000 mile warranties on brakes, mufflers, and tires.
You heard it right. Merlin gives you 200,000 mile warranties on tires, brakes, and mufflers.
If you're not on Merlin's drive for 200,000 miles, you could find yourself on the road to more car payments before you know it.
Merlin 200,000 mile shops are here to say there are better places for your money.
Like vacations, college tuition, or home remodeling.
Merlin invites you to make a right turn.
That's the turn into the Merlin 200,000 mile shop nearest you.
Merlin. More life for you and your car.
Buy four qualifying General tires and get up to a $70 rebate. When you use your Car Care One credit card, you can get an extra $100 rebate. Don't pass up a $170 rebate on tires. Visit Merlin today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Nick Shepkowski. The Chicago Wolves push for the playoffs with home games this Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. Cubs Cardinals postponed at Wrigley tonight because of forecasted freezing rain and sub-freezing wind chills. No makeup date yet determined. Positive for Cubs fans, perhaps. It's one less game for Chris Bryant to have to miss. Wrigley now set to debut its 70 porter potties tomorrow in wake of the long bathroom delays on opening night. Hawks, a 7:30 puck drop tonight versus Minnesota. Brad Richards will be out the final three games of the regular season. Kyle Vaughn to make his NHL debut this evening. Bulls off tonight as well. They're in Orlando tomorrow. White Sox off today. They're in Kansas City again tomorrow when Jose Quintana takes the mound. One day after winning his fifth national title, Mike Krzyzewski was on CBS this morning and had ideas on how to fix college basketball.
I would allow really a youngster to go straight out of high school if he was good enough, because they only have the earning potential of about a 15-year period as a player, and you can get a better contract. But if they did go to college, I would like to see them there for 2 years, so they would be halfway towards a degree, probably more than halfway with summer school.
Elsewhere, Tiger Woods to take part in tomorrow's par 3 contest at the Masters, and Aaron Hernandez's lawyer today admitted that Hernandez was at the scene of the killing of Odin Lloyd. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago, and Pennzoil is taking synthetic motor oil performance to a whole new level. Make the switch to the pure, clean power of Pennzoil Synthetics and see who else is making the switch at PennzoilSynthetics.com. I'm Nick Szepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the score is Wednesday at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Royals on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Newmail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com.
Hi, guys.
Lynn Casper.
Absolutely massacred. Soler.
Chicago Cubs play-by-play man.
Cubs win. Rizzo comes through.
All the latest news and notes from the Cubs.
And Javier Baez with a home run.
Way out of here. Chris Bryant's done it again.
Lynn Casper.
To infinity and beyond.
What's that from?
Star Wars.
Lynn Casper with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
At 205 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Boers and Bernstein, Matt Amanicola sitting in today.
That's right. We head out to the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. And that's where we find our guy, Lynn Casper. Hello, Lynn. Welcome to the show once again for the season.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Terry. Happy to be with you guys. I was planning on probably leaving for the ballpark right after our interview and found out a half hour ago, no game tonight.
Yeah, so we're one game in and then second game out.
Yeah, I think Jake Arrieta probably will just pitch tomorrow, and the bigger question's going to be with another off day on Thursday, how Joe Maddon wants to do it with his rotation, because if he stays with all five guys, John Lester's next start would be next Monday, which, you know, they may want that extra couple of days with the dead arm he had in March. I didn't think he was particularly sharp Sunday night, but if not, you could maybe skip Kyle Hendricks and come back with him the following week.
Well, we already gave up on the Cubs, Lenny. That's it. we're done with them. we're finished, my friends. We'll talk to you because we love you, but we're done with it. We're done with the whole thing. You know, I wanted to ask you, observing spring training, and you were, well, I'm sure you've done there a while, is there something you saw that's palpable or heard or observed about Joe Maddon, the manager? Because we hear so much, and none of us, you know, I read all the stuff when he was in Tampa, and I know he was, his post-game stuff is great, all of it. When you talk to him, you get a baseball lesson no matter what. Is it easy or difficult to tell what effect this has had on the team at this point?
That's a really interesting question, Terry. I have for years tried to, and I think a lot of people in this industry have tried to figure out what sort of impact a manager really has on a baseball team. You have the Pythagorean record, which is about, you know, runs scored and runs allowed, and what your record's supposed to be, and if you, you know, overachieve in terms of that record, if you're five wins better, then some people think, well, maybe that means your manager was really good, or your bullpen or whatever. I tend to believe, and this is based on nothing other than my observations over the years, is that managers probably can't really buy you a ton of wins, but good ones don't screw it up. Does that make sense? You know, whereas maybe some managerial moves might make you lose a game or two. I think the main job is to put your guys in the best position to succeed and then let the talent kind of take over, and usually the most talented teams win. I can't think for the life of me of a team that ever won a World Series or even won a division over the course of 162 where you would say, that team was bad, and yet they won 88 games or 92 games or whatever. So in that regard, I think that the thing Joe brings to the table is just taking some pressure off everybody to have to speak for the team or whatever. He's kind of the face of the team right now, and I like that, letting a lot of these kids just do their thing. He's not afraid to take some chances and to do things out of the box with the pitcher hitting eighth. He likes to blare popular music during stretch and just keep guys loose, and there has to be a little value in that somewhere, I'm sure.
Going back to Lester real quick, that's opening night start, as you said, not very sharp, and I would like to think that they would give him that extra time off if Joe wants to do that with the rotation. I think it might be helpful for him here because he just did not look very good. One thing that was interesting, though, is looking at the St. Louis Cardinals running game against Lester, and Terry and I talking about it yesterday, Len, we didn't hear a whole lot mentioned about John Lester and going a whole season last year without making a throw over to first base. And saw this really interesting article on Fangraphs about Lester. And just to kind of break it down real quick for you, that base runners tried to steal against Lester in 5.5% of the opportunities. The average in baseball is 5.9, so it's actually a little lower than the average. And when he was throwing over to first quite a bit, the runners are trying to steal at 9.1% of the time. So he still keeps runners below average. And there's a line in here that says that Lester has not been easily exploited yet, despite the fact he hasn't thrown over. I saw a guy exploited on Sunday night, and if it's a blueprint for what teams can do against him, do you think he'll make a change as far as what he does with his approach to runners on first base?
Well, first of all, Maddie, I'm very disappointed that you didn't hear me mention that note during one of our spring training telecasts that he made no throws over last year. And it's going to affect our long-term relationship. I have
Well, you know what? We're required to hear all the radio stuff, pal. I'm sorry. That came right from Rod. He said no more TV.
Yeah, we can't leave the station.
Yeah, he said you guys can listen. He said you can have Len on, but you just can't listen to him anymore.
We can have Lenny on, can't listen.
But the note about the fact that teams, you know, had attempted, I guess, fewer steals against him than the norm speaks to the way he works on the mound. Like during spring training, I was waiting for him to throw. He made one throw in a Cactus League game to first base. It's not a good pickoff move, but when you're left-handed, it doesn't have to be very good. He looks to me like he's always going to throw to first, and then he never does. He's very good at varying his times to the plate. I think the Cardinals were going to, even if he had thrown over, when Carpenter was on base a couple of times, and he got caught one time, I think if John had thrown to first, they were going on first movement. Mm-hmm. And I think the thought is just beat the throw to first to second, you know, the two throws, and he probably would have. I do think teams will try to do it. But if you have a good catcher, and the Cubs have three good ones, all with pretty good throwing and accurate arms. But the biggest thing for me is, don't let a lot of guys get on base, and I think John would tell you that. And you know, it's the Greg Maddux theory. Right. Greg never worried about base runners because there weren't a lot of them, and he'd just get a double play ball anyway. So I'm not panicked about it. I do think it's something they'll address. I do think he has to get better at it. But if you look at his career track record, it's pretty good, even though he can't throw to first.
Right. It is very good if you look at the numbers. But I also think, though, too, that the fact that he didn't look – really, you know, really sharp at all. He didn't look like John Lester on Sunday. It made it seem worse than it really can be.
Yeah, I agree. And I do think that he had a weird spring. He's in the National League for the first time. He was in Arizona for the first time for spring training. There's a lot going on. He signs this huge contract. These all sound like excuses. I know that. Mm-hmm. But with all the hype and everything with Sunday night, you know, I just kind of, okay. Get through that one. You lose 3-0. Adam Wainwright was really good, took advantage of an enormous strike zone. His curveball finally got locked in the fourth or fifth. Now we move on, and the real season starts tomorrow. The other thing about the offense, we saw a lot of the same things we saw last year, and that is you get the leadoff guy on in scoring position. You can't find a way to get him home, and it's frustrating to watch. Although Dexter Fowler's new, David Ross is new, Miguel Montero is new. Jorge Soler was only here for a month last year. So it's not as if it's the same lineup we saw. It just so happened to be the same result.
Yeah, you know, I look at this, and, you know, everybody's been debating this. Lenny, we debated it. Well, of course, when we weren't watching the spring training broadcast with you, we were debating these other things, Matt and I. We get together and debate Cub topics on the weekends. You know, it just looks to me, obviously going to be better. I think that I just have this feeling about them. They'll be better. It's like the edge of it. I don't think, you know, I read something last week from, I think it was Joe Sheehan, somebody about 88 wins is where you need to be. And that's a massive jump for the Cubs, you know, at least this year. You know, that is a huge leap. So I'm not going to get too down about anything. I mean, I want some of the younger players that I see, I know for sure are going to get better and so forth. I'm not, despite all the expectations, I'm not holding them that standard. Yeah, you're going to go from this right to the playoffs with this team. And I don't know that that's going to happen. I don't know that'll bother me if it doesn't.
Well, Terry, if this is the first time we've ever agreed, I think we should mention it. I could not have said it any better. I think the expectations have blown maybe out of proportion. Mm-hmm. Obviously, in Vegas, you know, the Cubs are the team that seems to make a lot of money for the books there because people go crazy for it. I think a reasonable expectation for this 2015 team is to win more than you lose. You said it, 73-88 is an enormous jump. It's not unprecedented.
Nope.
It can happen. I certainly hold out the possibility they can win 88. But let's take first things first. How about a winning month of April? That would be nice. It hasn't happened in a while. How about just, you know, generally a good start to keep your head above water or within striking distance? This division isn't as good as I think it was in the past. I'm not convinced about the Reds or the Brewers. I think the Cardinals are clearly the team you have to go through to get there. The Pirates should be pretty decent. But I think the elite of the elite in this league is in the West and the East, and that is the Nationals and then the Dodgers and who knows about the Padres and you know the Giants. They've got starting pitchers going down left and right. But I think the best teams in the National League, teams that could win 100 games, reside elsewhere. So this division will be winnable, and it might not take 95 wins to get there. But I agree with you. First things first, let's just see a competitive club remain in contention as long as possible this season.
Yeah, it was interesting that you know, a few weeks back, or actually a couple months ago now, Anthony Rizzo made a prediction for winning the division. You heard, you know, Tom Ricketts talk about it's time Ricketts to be competitive now. And I kind of saw a pullback from that message, you know, in the middle of spring training. You got Joe Maddon out there running relay games, you know, for money with different teams out there doing it and getting back to fundamentals. And Theo saying, if guys think we're going to show up and snap our fingers and play good baseball, then they're mistaken. And it seems like the message has come down that let's pull back those expectations a bit within the organization. And Adam Wainwright Sunday talked about the atmosphere as being playoff-like. There's a playoff feeling to it. He said it reminded him of 07 and 08 when the Cubs were going well and made the playoffs both those years. What have you seen with the team? What was it like for you on Sunday and this type of buzz that's been created with the renovations and with the roster and guys like Chris Bryant and the controversy that was there with him at the end of spring training? What kind of impact do you think it could have on this team in a negative fashion, and what kind of impact could it be positively for the team?
Well, I think the analogy of the window, going back to 07, right, that they bring in Soriano and Lou Piniella and Ted Lilly and Jason Marquis and spent $300 million on payroll, it's like the window was closed and you threw it wide open.
Right.
And it was open for 2 years.
Correct.
I think now the window has started to open, but maybe about a fourth of the way, and it's just going to keep slowly opening as this season goes on. Chris Bryant's going to get here. I think Javier Baez will be back before too long. We may see Addison Russell in the big leagues at some point this season. C.J. Edwards might be a part of the bullpen at some point in 2015. So I think it's more gradual than it is jarring, which it was in 07. Yet the reaction by the fan base, which is totally appropriate, it's the way Cub fans are, and I love that about them. They go from we stink to we're going to win 100 games. Mm-hmm. And so you have to, as an organization, manage internal expectations when the external expectations kind of go out of control. So that's why I think Theo is really reminding guys, you know, don't let the patting on the back get to you. There's a lot of work to be done here. And I think Joe would acknowledge that, too, with a pretty young ball club, that this team's going to need a month or two to gel and to get used to playing for, what, their third manager in 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
Going from Dale Swaim to Ricky Renteria to Joe Maddon. They all couldn't be more different from each other. So it's a lot to handle right now, and I think it's just take a breath, get into the rhythm of the season, and then let's see what happens.
Well, I mean, we can see it, Lenny, when you know some of these kids are going to be good. You don't know that all of them are going to be good, but there's certainly enough of them. And Theo's idea from the beginning was to keep that window open for a while, not to have that window open a little bit and maybe get you, not quite. The idea with these kids is, I think, right on course, it would appear to me. That I agree with you. I think the window's open a little bit, but it's going to open more in the next couple of years. Just because that's what he wants. I don't want one shot at it. I don't want just like a 2 year shot at it and say, oh, you know what, that's about it for this. Because this team is the way Theo looks at this thing, it's built for 5 or 6 years of looking through that window, not going, oh, we can't get there, we can't get there. No, absolutely not. And maybe this year you won't. But if these young kids can play enough of them, then your window's open for a damn long time, and that's what he wanted to do.
Well, here's the difference between then and now, and I hate to keep kind of going back to what the Cubs were and what the Cubs are and what they will be, but when you have prospects, it's one thing to have, and the rankings don't mean a ton, but they mean enough in that if your top prospects are ranked, you know, 87, 92, 103 in overall in baseball, those guys are like, well, maybe, maybe not.
Right.
When you have 5 or 6 guys who are all in like the top 20 in baseball, pretty good chance two or three of them are going to be really good all-star caliber players, right? So that's what the Cubs have now. They used to have guys who were in kind of the 50 to 100 range. They've got a lot of elite guys whom everybody wants. Addison Russell, trust me, would be a starting shortstop in a lot of camps right now. He's not because right now Starlin Castro is a starting shortstop, but I think he's going to be here this year at some point. And there may be a point not too far down the road where Castro is going to play another position, because what I saw from Russell defensively was pretty impressive in spring training. That is a really good problem to have. And Kyle Schwarber, if he weren't a catcher, probably would be here this year
as
well.
I think they're
holding him back because he wants to stay at that position. Mm-hmm. They could be set at that spot for a long time to come once he gets here. And Albert Almora doesn't even turn 21 until later this month. So there's a lot coming behind where this team is right now at the big league level.
You know, you mentioned Castro and possibly playing in another position. I agree with you. I think Addison Russell will be here from what I've heard, what their feelings are about him defensively in spring training this year. I think he will be up. And a few of the national guys today on Twitter were throwing Castro's name around when it came to the Padres, that they're not done making deals and looking for a shortstop. Do you think it's another position for Castro, or do you think they possibly move him?
I think that everything's possible, and that's why having that depth is enormous, because if you find a trade that works, you know at a lot of different spots you can plug somebody in. I could see Castro moving to second or to third. I could see Bryant staying at third or moving to left. Mike Olt can play corner spots in the outfield. One thing this organization has really done is encouraged position players to learn a second position. And if you can hit at this level, they're going to find a place for you defensively. And Joe Maddon loves that. I mean, it's the Ben Zobrist thing. That's why Alcantara is on the team. That's why Jonathan Herrera is here. Switch hitters who can play multiple positions. He likes having three catchers. So the flexibility is huge. To me, the issue with Starlin is right now, as a shortstop, he's an above-average offensive player. The second you move him to another spot, you know, now he's not quite as valuable offensively. But if Russell provides better defense for you and you bring him up, he's got to play every day, so you just find a spot for him. Or, you know, it ends up being a trade where you bring in something else at another area that you need.
All right, Lenny, we look forward to this season, my friend. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and look forward to visiting with you as well. And you're not going to have to find something to do tonight. I don't know what it is, but you're going to have to find something
to do.
I will definitely find something to do for sure, and I got to go back and watch the Samardzija video. I missed him.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you caught any of it.
I'll tell you next week if he did it on purpose or not.
Oh, he did it on purpose. You know Samardzija did it on purpose. Thanks, Len.
See you guys.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. That's Len Casper. He'll join Boers and Bernstein usually Tuesdays around this time, but you know we have some flexibility with his schedule, and we'll get it worked out. But he will join the show every week again this baseball season. And tomorrow's their first game on Channel 7.
It is
for the Cubs broadcast. I wonder how that impacts them at all, working with different people doing different things.
That's
or
a
not.
Great question. I don't know. I have no idea if this do they not keep the same. Is it all new crew? How do they do that? They have to keep what they have, or they.
I don't know if it changes because I would think it would have to change though because of the different station. But who knows? We'll ask him next week. See how it goes for him.
Yeah, I find it interesting. The Cubs are going to be everywhere this year. They're everywhere, and they're ours.
Except I don't think in the playoffs. We'll do our baseball picks later on. I got your picks, my picks. I did my picks 2 weeks ago with the Barry for hit and run. We'll talk about that. But we come back. I need you to help me with something real quick. Just a real quick little story here.
Yeah.
Tell me what the hell is wrong with Canada. All right. We'll do that next. It's Boers and Bernstein. I'm a Batacola on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Lawrence Holmes here. Right now, you're listening to B&B. Coming up at 6, I'll be here with more of Chicago's hottest sports talk. So don't tune out.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Brandon Tierney with the CBS Sports Center, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. As the national champs return to euphoric Durham and the final verse of One Shining Moment fades into yet another distant memory, most of our attention turns from the young studs in college to potential saviors in the NBA. But it's the top of the draft board with the most questions, at least for me. And I'm sorry, but if I'm looking for a franchise savior, Jahlil Okafor, he's not the answer. He's big and he's strong, and yeah, he's a throwback post player, but he's kind of a one-trick pony. He's a below average rebounder, and he's a non-existent shot blocker, not to mention a very poor free throw shooter. When I look at Jahlil Okafor, I see a good kid with a high IQ, but I also see obvious athletic deficiencies. In essence, he's Al Jefferson 2.0, and that's both a compliment and a warning label, something to avoid with the first overall pick. I'm BT.
Like winning free stuff? Then you'll love Pingo. Pingo is a photo sharing app from CBS Local that lets you win prizes just by taking pictures. Download the app now in the iTunes Store and start playing today.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144. Majestic Oaks Golf Course at beautiful Lake Lawn Resort is having its annual Spring Thought Tournament April 19th. The four-player scramble starts at 10 a.m. There'll be a skins game and tons of prizes. To register or for more info, call 262-725-9200 or lakelawnresort.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today, yeah, yeah.
Today, you get a little spring in your step at Walmart, where low prices are always in season. Making it easy to get the lawn looking great, change your home air filters, or any of those little things you've been putting off. Walmart has assorted sizes of Filtreat microparticle air filters for just $8.88 and Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, up to 10,000 square feet of coverage for just $19.87. So put the honey-dos in the rear-view mirror and focus on the wanna-dos. Take on your spring projects today. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Saturday, April 11th. Boxing returns to NBC primetime as boxing superstar Danny Garcia faces the hard-hitting Lamont Peterson and undefeated Peter Quinlan looks to stay perfect against Irish Andy Lee. Premier Boxing Champions, Saturday, April 11th, 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific, live on NBC.
Looking for a way to advance your career? Northwestern offers a master's in health communication in just 1 year. Attend the April 14th info session. More at HealthCom with two M's, .northwestern.edu.
Baseball season is here, which means you can win huge cash prizes playing fantasy baseball every day at DraftKings.com, America's home for daily fantasy sports. With daily fantasy at DraftKings, you don't need to wait until September to take home first place. Just draft your team, stay under the salary cap, and turn your love of baseball into big money at DraftKings.com. Play today and win part of the $300 million in prizes being paid out this baseball season. Enter promo code SCORE to play for free at DraftKings.com. That's SCORE at DraftKings.com.
There's an old saying, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. At Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services, we treasure Chicagoland, which is why we've put our heart and soul into keeping it clean for over 80 years. An American-built company, we specialize in removing and recycling refuse so that you can proudly call the Windy City home. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services. Our trucks of green keep Chicagoland clean. For service, visit floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Event with them. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
2:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Nick Szczepkowski. The Chicago Wolves have only 7 regular season home games left, including tonight at 7. Cubs Cardinals postponed at Wrigley this evening because of forecasted freezing rain and sub-freezing wind chills. No makeup date yet determined there. Len Casper, on with Boers and Abatacola just a few minutes ago, says he's impressed with how Joe Maddon handles the club so far.
The thing Joe brings to the table is just taking some pressure off everybody to have to speak for the team or whatever. He's kind of the face of the team right now, and I like that. Letting a lot of these kids just do their thing. He's not afraid to take some chances and to do things out of the box with the pitcher hitting 8. He likes to blare music during stretch and just keep guys loose.
Renovation watch at Wrigley Field. The field now set to debut at 70 porta potties tomorrow in wake of the long bathroom delays on opening night. Blackhawks host the Wild tonight. Brad Richards will be out the final 3 games of the regular season. Kyle Vaughn to make his NHL debut this evening. 7:30 puck drop at United Center. Bulls off this evening. They're in Orlando tomorrow. White Sox is well off today. They'll be in Kansas City tomorrow evening as well. Aaron Hernandez's lawyer today admitted that Hernandez was at the scene of the killing of Odin Lloyd. And NCAA basketball, the women's national title is tonight. It's a rematch of last year's final as UConn takes on Notre Dame. This scoreboard update brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service. Visit CassidyTire.com. And Inside the Clubhouse is presented by Motorworks. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business. I'm Nick Szczepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is Wednesday at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Royals on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right, at 2:32, Boers at Abatacola.
Hey, Terry.
You have a problem with Canada? What happened?
No, I just have a question for you. Canada. I just a little tidbit, because I want to get back to the college basketball thing real quick, because there's some texts and some tweets. I think people are inaccurate about something. But here's this story, and tell me what the hell is wrong with Canada.
Okay.
Despite his scandalous past, former Toronto mayor and current city councilman Rob Ford has a knack for landing leadership positions. In his latest feat, Ford managed to get appointed to the board of directors for the Hockey Hall of Fame. What in the hell is going on in Canada? Why do you want this guy as part of any leadership council?
Smoking crack.
Right.
He's bringing crack.
He's bringing
drugs.
Yes, I have
smoked crack cocaine.
Yeah, he's bringing some crack cocaine to the Hockey Hall of Fame.
To the Hockey Hall of Fame. I saw that.
I saw that on Sunday, and I was like, what in the hell is going on?
Yeah, you would think he'd be – that the job opportunities would be limited for a crackhead, right?
But, I mean, you would think that anything of any significance – and you're talking about the Hockey Hall of Fame in Canada.
Oh, sacred ground there.
Right, would not sacred. Want this guy as part of anything.
I think – do Canadians still like him?
They must. Terry, he's a councilman still. He says, well, when people call me, they know they're getting someone that's experienced. He told the Canadian Press on Saturday, yeah, experience with drugs. He goes, I've got season – no, this is great. I've got season tickets to the Leafs, and I'm obsessed with hockey. Well, then you should be on the leadership council for the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Well, remember, Marion Barry was doing that and the Hoos and everything else, and right. He kept getting elected mayor.
He says, the story says, although he won't be on the committee that selects inductees – Ford said he plans to participate in as many of the obligations as possible. Some people like the prestige of it. I like the action. I like rolling up my sleeves and showing up to meetings and getting it done. Didn't he slap somebody around too at a meeting?
Yeah, he did. Went after that woman, I think.
Right? He went after her. Yeah.
He was going after somebody. Yeah. He's so fat he can't get there.
Now, and he's been great for stories and for headlines. Oh, yeah. And I didn't know this, but the end of the story says, did you know he has a cancerous tumor in his abdomen?
I did not.
He's having surgery. So hopefully that works out for him because, you know, he's just a story that keeps getting better and better for us in the media. But I hope he gets through that okay. So he's going to miss a few of the meetings to start next month because of the surgery he's having. So hopefully that goes well for him and he brings all the crack cocaine he can to the Hockey Hall of Fame.
I don't know. You think you have to give it up with the tumor? I mean, maybe you have to give it up. Huh?
I don't know. I would think, for dude. I think I gotta
need more of it.
Cancerous tumor in my abdomen. I'm gonna do anything I want, right?
Okay. Yeah. I don't think he. You know, there's no proof in my world that he's ever stopped. Yeah. I've never seen a thing written. Oh, by the way, he's reformed. I've never seen that.
But that's great. Congratulations to the Hockey Hall of Fame for appointing Rob Ford part of your leadership committee. That's
sacred.
Great. Hey, real quick, too, we were talking about Bo Ryan after the game last night and mm-hmm. his complaining about the refs, and then he makes a mention of one-and-done players, the rental players.
Yep.
A lot of people were texting in and angrily, so I'm imagining they're Badger fans.
Yeah, who cares?
And
yeah.
Send tweets in, too, saying that he's talking about fifth-year transfers, and we're not playing the whole quote. So here's the whole quote, and you can determine what he's saying here.
Every player that's played through the program, okay, we don't do a rent-a-player. You know what I mean? Try to take a fifth year guy or whatever, and that's okay. If other people do that, that's great. I like trying to build from within. It's just the way I am. And to see these guys grow over the years and to be here last year and lose a tough game and boom, they came back. They said what they wanted to do and they put themselves into that position and they won't forget this for a long time.
Now, people are trying to say, Terry, on texting at 67011 and also on Twitter here, at Matt Abaticola, that he's talking about one particular player there, talking about the rental player is being a fifth-year transfer. He's not talking about one-and-dones.
Oh, that's not what he's talking about.
That's not what he's saying. He's talking about two different players there. He's talking about the one-and-dones and fifth-year transfers. And so if your allegiance is to the Wisconsin Badgers, don't try to excuse what the guy's saying there. He's crapping on the system of one-and-done players.
Bucky Badger, be one, but
right.
That's not what he's saying. And,
right,
and
Terry
and
said Bucky Badger
after,
there.
After losing a championship.
Terry just said Bucky Badger.
I said Bucky.
I know.
Bucky Badger.
We're talking at the same time. It sounded a little different.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. I certainly wouldn't mean to say what I really think of him. But
that's not what he's saying at all. In that quote here, Tanny, play that quote again. We'll cut it off after transfer.
Every player that's played through the program.
Through.
Okay. We don't do a rent-a-player.
That's one.
You know what I mean?
That's it.
Yeah, try to take a fifth-year guy or whatever, and that's okay.
He's talking about two different players. He's talking about one-and-dones and fifth-year transfers.
Yeah, and they don't have it. And that's exactly what he's talking about,
right.
Rent-a-player.
So he's bitching about the system of one-and-dones. You know, we don't do it that way, and if other guys want to do it, that's fine. But obviously, he's being critical of those programs that do that. If you don't want to do it, if you want to build from within and you want to get guys that are going to stay and come back and not go to the NBA – that's great.
But don't bitch about the guys that do it when you lose.
Yeah. I mean, there's a – and he got beat basically by the three Duke freshmen last night.
I mean,
the three Duke freshmen were outstanding, as they had been during this tournament for the most part. Okafor still has problems with fouls and still a work in progress. But, I mean, in terms of moves and all the other stuff, he's still a number one pick in my world. But, yeah, that's exactly what he's talking about.
Right.
Again, if you're sitting in some conference a month from now, and getting drunk with a bunch of other coaches, you know, you want to tell them that and share that with them.
Right.
I mean, don't do it after you lost the championship, because it's classless.
Right.
There's no excuse for it. Dumbass Badger fans.
Hey, can we take a phone call?
Oh, I think, yeah, we're 238. We should.
This is great. Eric and Champagne, you're on the score. Boars and Bernstein, what's up?
Good afternoon, guys. I just wanted to, 2 points. First, I heard a report, or I saw from one of your guys that contributes, Dave Wisnowski, once in a while. The report is that Tennessee would look to take Cutler and the Bears number 7 for their number 2, which would turn into Mariota more than likely. Hopefully they can get Cutler on a plane fast enough for Tennessee to reconsider that move, in my opinion. And Sam Decker being a lottery pick now because of the great tournament that he had, I only can remember the name Mitch McGarry had the same sort of thing happen to him a few years ago, and what's happened to him since then. So
he's a Thunder Fowler. He's an official Oklahoma City Fowler. He had five fouls on him the other day so fast I didn't even know he was in the game, and he had five fouls on him already. He's trying. He's thank you for the call. He's a work in progress, Mitch McGarry. He's not exactly there. And Decker was a highly decorated high school player. That was a big time recruit for Uncle Bo. That's a big-time recruit, but he did not do much last night. And by the way, that trade, I saw the report of that trade. You read that?
Yes.
Cutler thing? Yeah. You know what? I have no issues with whatsoever about trading him and getting whatever you want for him. I'm just not sure you really want Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, I'm not, I can't break down the film or look at guys and give a great, I need to see him play.
Well, you need to get
the NFL
some
level. I just don't know.
No,
I'm not
going to
do that. I've got so many more things I can do in life. No, absolutely not. But here's the thing. I'm not with you and Bernsey on the Bears upcoming season. I still think the Bears can be competitive this year. I actually think they're going to be competitive, but I think you need a professional quarterback to be competitive. And
okay.
I think that guy is Jay Cutler. I think you can still win with Jay Cutler. So I think
8 games?
I think you can be. I think the Bears are going to press for a playoff spot this year. They're not going to win the division, but I think they're going to press for a wild card.
Would you? You don't like Mariota? You haven't looked at enough tape of him to make up your mind?
Well, because here's the thing. My brain, I'm not that smart of it. I'm not of a guy where I can't look at his collegiate game and say, oh yeah, that can definitely transfer. It's not going to. Guy, he was a hell of a college player.
Yes.
You know, and I see his basic skill set, and I say, well, why can't the guy play in the NFL?
NFL people are starting to say that, by the way. Exactly what you said there is, why the hell not?
Right. That's what I see. That's what I see. When I see the guy play at the college level, I see the guy making throws you need to make in the NFL. I see the guy has the mobility and the intelligence. Obviously,
he's faster than hell.
Is a winner. Got great athletic skill set there, which is, God-given ability. So I look at that and go, why can't he play at the NFL level? He has the size and the ability to do it and has the arm to do it. Why can't he? Other people say, well, no, it's not going to transfer over to the pro game. Well, then you're smarter than I am, and that's why you have that job and I don't.
I think it's a project, but again, you got to remember, our guy Ryan Pace likes quarterbacks. That's the only thing that makes me pause for a second and say, are you really seriously contemplating that deal to get Marcus Mariota? But then, Matt, there's nothing in the back end of this draft that really is a real prospect. You could draft a quarterback. There's about 3 or 4 of them back there.
Right.
You could take them. But, and I mean, he said, he'd take a quarterback anytime.
But in my world, the best case scenario for quarterback, unless you make a trade for an established winning quarterback right now, a real NFL quarterback, the best case scenario for the next 2 or maybe even 3 years is Jay Cutler. I don't see another younger guy that you can grab that you can say, for sure, this guy is going to be an NFL quarterback.
No. No, you cannot.
Jay Cutler has thrown more touchdowns than interceptions. He wins more than he loses. He's not the leader that you want of that guy. And I know what Ryan Pace likes as far as a quarterback being a leader, but there are other guys. And this team had success. Went to the NFC Championship game with Jay Cutler as your quarterback when there were other stronger leaders in the locker room. He's not that guy that has that ego that says, I need to be in charge. He's more than willing to step off to the side and be a leader to a certain extent, but not be that vocal guy. If there are guys in the locker room, like guys like Kyle Long and maybe some of these defensive players that they've signed or brought in, veteran players, if they're going to be the vocal leaders, Cutler's got no problem with that. He doesn't want that job anyway.
No, I know he doesn't. And that's proven. It's a long track record of not being a leader on this team, so I don't know why it would change. But I would say this. Here's what worries me more than the fact that I'm not the world's biggest Mariota fan, is that, as we've discussed, there are probably 15 really likely to be really good players. You never miss all 15 in the first 15 picks. Aren't going to be all great, but
sure,
everybody thinks it goes at least that deep with really, really good prospects. And maybe at 16, 17, it starts to drop off a little bit. I don't know, Matt, if I want to give up a guy that I think could be a super NFL player.
For a project.
For a project. I don't know that I mean, take Amari Cooper.
No, Terry, I think for Ryan Pace's first draft with the Bears, that number 7 pick has got to be a guy that steps in and starts immediately. It's got to be a guy that's here for years. I mean, outside of injury, has got to be a guy that plays every game.
Redshirt year.
For years. Right, for years to come.
Yeah.
It can't be a project. It can't be a guy that is got, you know, oh my God, the ceiling is so high if he can just do this and this. No, I want a guy that's a football player that puts on the uniform, that puts on the equipment and the helmet and steps out in first game of the season as a starter and is there unless he's injured for years to come.
Yeah,
it's real simple.
I agree. That's why I say it's very difficult for me
to
say.
And I don't care what position that is.
Yeah.
I don't care who it is. I want a guy at 7 that's going to start.
The way it shakes down now is that the prime pass rushers, a couple of them are likely to be going, maybe not, though, with some problems. But Randy Gregory has a few problems to solve. And I don't know what that does to the NFL. He's had a little marijuana problem. So what? I mean, who hasn't? They've all had it. I mean,
it's a good problem to have, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think they do. So I think there's a I don't know if how much that hurts his draft status, but I wouldn't mind if I thought in my heart of hearts that Amari Cooper was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody believes he can step in the NFL right now, any offense, and be a better than average player right out of the box. And right now, he's ready to play. And what the Bears don't have right now ready to play is anybody that is good as he is, I think.
Then yeah, I mean, I have no problem with that. I just want a guy that plays and starts right away.
Yeah, he plays and starts right away. And I don't think Eddie Royal's as good as he is. I mean, this is a monster that has these huge numbers for an Alabama quarterback who sucked.
Right.
He's awful. God only knows how many times the guy was free and this guy couldn't see him or didn't find him. I mean, I think he caught like 115 passes or some ridiculous number, but the quarterback's really not that good. So I would hate to say to myself, you know, I love him, but I'm gonna trade this pick, and I'm gonna get the number 2 pick in the draft because I think that's the only way Mariota falls to you. That's the only way you do it. He'll be gone by 7.
Right.
Oddly enough, boy, I don't know. I don't know why he wasn't ranked that high. Now he is. By it only takes one team. But you'd get him at number 2. I don't know if I want to give up a great prospect for a guy for him.
For a project. We'll take some phone calls. You want to jump on in? 312-644-6767. Here's a tweet here real quick from Southside Ryan. He says, it's okay for Wisconsin football to take Russell Wilson, though. Talking back to Bo Ryan in his program in basketball, not wanting the fifth-year guys or one-and-done players. Good tweet there. You can tweet us at Boers_Bernstein or at Matt Abaticola. 312-644-6767. You're late for a break again, Terry. It's Boers Abaticola on 670 The Score.
In what could be an epic Chicago baseball season,
Abreu,
Samardzija,
Sale,
Cabrera,
on the south side,
Soler,
Rizzo,
Castro,
Lester,
on the north side.
Only one station can cover both sides of town
with the highest level of expertise you expect.
670 The Score.
All of our shows are talking Sox and Cubs, along with our team of baseball experts.
Plus, listen to every White Sox game here.
It's going to be an awesome spring,
summer,
and fall
on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago's baseball.
Like winning free stuff? Then you'll love Pingo. Pingo is a photo sharing app from CBS Local that lets you win prizes just by taking pictures. Download the app now in the iTunes Store and start playing today.
Cassidy. Tire and service.
Tires. Service.
all in one place. Cassidy Tire and Service is the one stop to keep your vehicle running right. Cassidy is Chicagoland's tire experts. We stock a perfect match to your car, truck, van, or SUV, all at low, competitive prices that will fit your budget, too. Little changes can make a big difference in your car's performance. Cassidy can swap out your old air filter in just minutes. Stop in now and save on any new Delco battery in stock. Change out your old wiper blades. Plus, Cassidy can save you money on your next oil change, brake service, coolant flushes. For tires and service made simple. Remember,
don't just buy tires, buy Cassidy.
Cassidy, Chicago's tire and service with 15 convenient Chicagoland locations. Family owned and operated since 1914.
So let our family take care of your family.
Visit CassidyTire.com today.
Cassidy Tire and Service.
Voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
When you get injured at work, your life is shattered. You need top-notch medical care, but you also need expert legal advice. Now get the best of both with one call to Instant Care. Instant Care is a network of the best lawyers and doctors who specialize in workers' compensation claims, auto accidents, and general injuries. They get their customers the legal and medical help they need, the settlement they deserve. Call 773-887-CARE for your free consultation. Instant Care is not a law firm or attorney.
Today, you get a little spring in your step at Walmart, where low prices are always in season. Making it easy to get the lawn looking great, change your home air filters, or any of those little things you've been putting off. Walmart has assorted sizes of Filtreat microparticle air filters for just $8.88 and Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, up to 10,000 square feet of coverage for just $19.87. So put the honey-dos in the rear-view mirror and focus on the wanna-dos. Take on your spring projects today. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Sunday, April 19th, don't miss the 50th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards on CBS. This year, watch in style with 50th Anniversary Awards gear. Get ACM-branded t-shirts, tote bags, koozies, and more. Call Star ACM from your mobile phone to order now. Standard message and data rates apply.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just gotta find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds, Wednesday, only CBS.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom.
I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Roscoe, lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 252, Boards of the Manicola, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We've talked right through, I don't know, every break today.
Possible, yes. We had a short one here. Are you familiar with the name Diamond Stone?
You know, I saw that for the first time.
All right, we'll get to that later on. I'm going to keep it here. He was
Steve. No relation to Steve.
Not Steve. I don't believe they're related. Diamond Stone is a high school senior going into his freshman year next year. And he's going to Maryland. We'll bring that back up. Yes. How it relates to Wisconsin. But let's get some phone calls in real quick. Chris and Champagne, you're on Boers and Bernstein.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Refreshing new listen on the way home from work. I understand Bo Ryan being upset, to be honest with you. He's done it the right way, so to speak. He graduates his kids. He's been to the tournament 14 years in a row. He's made the Final Four 2 years in a row, and he graduates his kids, but yet he doesn't make the Hall of Fame. That was a real slap in the face. As far as the game went,
but bad sportsmanship is still bad sportsmanship.
Yeah, Chris,
it was an awful sport. Doesn't
I
make
get
a difference
his,
how many games you've won.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, and I get his disappointment as well. Yeah. I mean, he would not be human if he wasn't disappointed. I think
correct
to go out and to get on the referees and talk about the system. I mean, you mentioned
but it was
that
horrible.
He, you mentioned,
it was absolutely horrible. I mean, well, that you could see the tip on the replay. I mean, that's a huge play in the game. The other play, the kid stepped on the baseline. That is a 2-point play. And a huge possession in the game. And then you got Winslow running over people. I mean, he ran over Hayes and just put him into the bleachers.
You're a big Badger fan?
I am not a Badger fan. I'm an Illinois fan, to be honest with you.
You don't want to be that.
Shouldn't do that, Chris.
Yeah, you're better off being a Badger fan.
Yeah, you would be.
Go with Bucky.
And, you know, yeah, he graduates his players and he wants to build from within. And, I get all that, but, I mean, that's not the time, the place. I get his disappointment. He wouldn't be human if he didn't.
And
if he wasn't
calls,
disappointed.
Maddie, all weekend
right.
long
I know.
In those
I get
games,
it.
It just sucked. And you know, I understand the ball. They come back said they couldn't tell the ball hit his fingers. I don't know what they're looking at.
Yeah, that's
the guy in New York solves your problem.
Right. I agree. I agree with that one. We got to take a quick break.
Yes.
At top of the hour, we're going to visit with Chris Hyam from the Tribune. Talk a little bit
He's
about
our construction expert.
Yeah, we'll talk about Wrigley Field and opening night, and he had a nice little piece in yesterday's paper about it. So we'll talk about that as well. We'll continue this though. Stay with us 312-644-6767, and don't forget the name Terry Diamond Stone.
Diamond Stone.
It's Boers and Nevada Coal on the Score.
What makes the Score Chicago's number one sports station? It's Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9. The Spiegel and Golf Show 9 a.m. to 1. Afternoons with Boers and Bernstein 1 to 6. Lawrence Holmes nights 6 to 10. The official radio home for White Sox baseball. And most of all, you. We are the voice of the Chicago sports fan. Sports Radio 670 The Score. 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Today, you get a little spring in your step at Walmart, where low prices are always in season. Making it easy to get the lawn looking great, change your home air filters, or any of those little things you've been putting off. Walmart has assorted sizes of Filtreat microparticle air filters for just $8.88 and Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, up to 10,000 square feet of coverage for just $19.87. So put the honey-dos in the rear-view mirror and focus on the wanna-dos. Take on your spring projects today. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii 5-0 has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup? You're my backup. Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even.
Booyah.
Jerry.
You make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii 5-0, CBS Friday.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS Tuesday.
You good?
I'm good if you're good.
Let's go, partner.
NCIS Los Angeles lives by one rule.
Tell LAPD we're going in hot.
What's the rule?
You didn't tell them the rule?
I didn't think I had to.
Work hard.
You know what Hattie always says?
When brute force